Morning Watch. Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ. 1. Week 9. Christ as a Resurrection and the Grain of Wheat. Monday. Related Verses. John 16, verses 13 through 15. But when He, the Spirit of Reality, comes, He will guide you into all the reality, for He will not speak from Himself. But what He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify Me, for He will receive of Mine and will declare it to you. All that the Father has is Mine. For this reason I have said that He receives of Mine and will declare it to you. John 14, verse 17. Even the Spirit of Reality, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold Him or know Him, but you know Him, because He abides with you and shall be in you. John 15, verse 26. But when the Comforter comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Reality, who proceeds from the Father, He will testify concerning Me. 1 John 2, verse 27. And as for you, the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone teach you, but as His anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in Him. Related Reading. In the same resurrection, Christ was born to be the firstborn Son of God, and we, the God-chosen people, were born to be the many sons of God, who are the twins of Christ. Also, in this same resurrection, Christ became a life-giving spirit. Today, my study of the Bible concerning resurrection has become a crystallization. This crystallization is that Christ's resurrection is not merely God's raising Him from the dead. In this one divine act, God accomplished three big things. He begot not His only Son, but His firstborn Son. He begot His many sons in this one delivery, and He made this Jesus Christ, who had just been begotten of God, the life-giving Spirit. Three great accomplishments took place in one act. Without these major items of the Lord's resurrection, there will be no church, no body of Christ. If there were nothing in the Bible revealing the firstborn Son of God, the many sons of God, and the life-giving Spirit, there would be no economy of God. The body of Christ is the church today, and all of its reality is the spirit of the reality of the consummated triune God. The reality of the process trying God is His consummated spirit of reality. The reality of all that the trying God is, has, and can do is simply this spirit of reality. The reality of the death and resurrection that the trying God passed through is also this spirit of reality. Furthermore, this spirit of reality makes everything of the process trying God a reality in the body of Christ. All that the process trying God is, including righteousness, holiness, life, light, power, grace, and all the divine attributes, are realized by the spirit of reality to be the real attributes of the body of Christ. These attributes of God have been realized in the church by the spirit in the body of Christ. The church therefore possesses the reality of the divine attributes. Furthermore, all that the triune God experienced, including incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection, are likewise realized by this spirit of reality to be the real experiences of the body of Christ. Because of this, we can live a normal human life on the earth today. We can deal with the negative matters that befall us by the capacity of the death of Christ. We do not lose our temper, nor do we blame or rebuke others, because the death of Christ is realized in us through the spirit of reality. Moreover, the Spirit with the resurrection of Christ works in us to enable us to love and forgive others. These are all examples of how the experiences of the Triune God Himself have been realized in the Church by the Spirit of Reality to be the real experiences of the Church. This is the Spirit of the reality of the Triune God becoming the reality of the body of Christ. This Spirit now dwells in our regenerated spirit and is joined to our spirit as one spirit. He is not only in us, but also joined with our spirit to become one spirit with us. We must therefore exercise to turn our whole being to this joined spirit and set our mind on it. We must speak, do things, treat others, and deal with matters according to this joined spirit. When we live in this joined spirit, we will be able to live out the body of Christ and become His corporate expression.